Thank you, Sister Eubanks, Sister Craven, and Sister Franco. Sisters, along with the First Presidency, we pray for you. We know life can feel uncertain at times, but we also know that nothing is uncertain to the Lord. These past 6 months have been unusually challenging. The opportunities to be with one another has been limited. And yet, here we are again, blessed to gather in worship and to rejoice with one another in a worldwide sisterhood. Last April, our dear prophet, President Russell M. Nelson, reminded us that increasing darkness that accompanies tribulation makes the light of Jesus Christ shine ever brighter. We have watched you seek the light of the Savior through study and prayer. As covenant daughters, you have reached out and shared the light through service to those around you, expressing your faith through your actions. Your individual efforts have been considered collectively and have had a magnificent global influence. Our Savior Jesus Christ truly is the light and life of the world, the light which shineth in the darkness. May we continue to seek and share his light, as demonstrated in the video we will see next. Following the video presentation, we will be pleased to hear from President Henry B. Eyring, second counselor in the First Presidency. He will be followed by President Dallin H. Oaks, first counselor in the First Presidency.